thicker part is difficult. Because how do you separate the molecules? That's where not every country has a technology. And so people use different things, centrifugal system, etc., etc. But in the end, when they get a lump of uranium-235, they get enough of it, like it's probably in powder form or whatever, in form, they got enough of it. Let's say, now just a rough figure, I forgot the actual how many pounds is needed. Let's say you need about, you know, 20 pounds or so to make a bomb. And let's say 20 pounds is the critical mass. That means, critical mass means, you understand that radioactive material has neutrons shooting out of it all the time, right? Neutrons and beta particles and gamma rays shooting out of it all the time. So, millions of it. So, by random process, one will definitely hit another and split another atom. Just by a random process, right? It's just like you know, in a season for crows, right? If you park all your cars on a line, and the crow flies by a random process, one of your cars will get hit. When the crow drops his crow, the magpie drops his dropping. And so, by a random process, one of your cars is going to get hit. Because, you know, there are so many cars around. Now, by a random process, if they got enough of the material, it reaches a critical mass, it's gonna create a chain reaction where one keeps splitting the other. And so once they get enough of it, what they do is they compress it together. And so, since it's so dangerous, they can't compress it by any means that, you know, someone say, hey, you push here, I push here, boom, and goodbye. Right? So they have to do it by remote control. Put all the explosives around it, put it all together, and then it has to simultaneously explode, and so the critical mass of uranium-235 or plutonium-239 comes together and it presses on one another, and it is the critical mass. At the critical mass, you don't need like a spark plug, you don't need to like a match, or like a dynamite, you don't need it. By just reaching the critical mass, it will self-explode. That's how simple the theory is. Just by the fact that there's so much of it at one place, at one time, together, it will explode. That's it. You don't need a lighter, you don't need a spark. They're not trying to create sparks or anything. You don't need anything else. Just by gathering enough of it together and compacting it together, it will naturally explode. In a huge fireball. That's called a critical mass. So, when the cells multiply, it reaches a critical mass. Now, what happens is every day, there is a renewal process taking place in our heart. And if every day it takes place, it accumulates until it reaches a critical mass, and then a transformation takes place. Now, there may be 10,000 transformations. Each transformation may need a certain amount of critical mass of renewal in the particular area. Some may need more, some may need less, before the transformation hits. Can you see the idea? Renewal is every day. Transformation takes place instantly as the critical mass is reached for the renewal. So let's look at Romans chapter 12 again, with all your brain muscles all stretched out. Romans 12 verse 2, and see it together. Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the renewal of the mind causes a transformation. And as we close, how does the thing work together on a practical basis? Well, Paul gives you the key in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Here's an important key to transformation. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And you see the words, day by day. And so I will leave with you three little points of renewal that are vitally important. Okay? And the first is that it's happening on a daily basis. Christian life and transformation is more by growth than by rules and regulations. It's more you growing into something than you trying to be something. And that growth comes from inside. Like many of you who have little children, they're growing. Do you notice that they're growing every day? In fact, every minute they're growing. But you don't notice that because you're with them every day. Right? The babies are all growing. And if I don't see your baby for 6 months and then I see your baby again, wow, the baby has changed. But every day you look at your baby, you don't really notice the difference every day. But when you look at it after 6 months, yeah, there's a lot of change. And we know that in our adult life and as we grow from teenage to adult life, you grow to different growth spurts in your life that changes your life at different points. So Christianity is more a growth process. And if that's a growth process, you don't have to worry about trying to be. You only have to take care of the daily process. I don't see any mother holding a baby saying, come on, grow, come on, grow, come on, grow. No, all the mother do is every day give it enough nutrition. Every day give the baby enough nutrition, enough milk, enough whatsoever the baby eats, and just give it every day. And the baby doesn't struggle to grow. It just grow. In the same process, don't try to worry about what to become, but take care of the daily process. The mistake of many Christians is this. They forgot to take care of the daily process. So it's like robbing a little child of the daily nutrition, starving the child, and not giving the child what he daily needs. And even from a child, when a child grows bigger, and in children and toddlers and teenagers, they need exercise, they need this and all that proper, you know, round upbringing in order for the child to develop normally. Take care of the daily process and the yearly process will take care of itself. So the key is day by day. And Jesus said that, and in each day, you will find three little things that God give you. I still haven't touched the 3 points yet. Thank you very much. The daily process is a general last word. It's every day. Now what happens every day? Number one, every day you will have a fresh feeling of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, let me give it to you quickly. It says here in verse 18, do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled. And yet the word be filled is the Greek word be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the context is talking about daily basis. Look at verse 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And so he goes down the line 2 verses later to talk about being filled with the Spirit. Every day, you need a fresh infilling of the Spirit. Every day you need to have some time with God to get the Spirit fill you. Now, you don't have to every day, you know, feel until you're shaking, you know, and just overflowing and drunk. But every day, you must have a fresh infilling. However you experience it, some of you experience it dramatically. Some of you experience it very quietly. Whichever way, you need a fresh infilling of the Spirit every day. But one of the signs of the infilling of the Spirit is praise and worship, songs that come to you every day. Now, as you're filled with the Spirit wants to come out and flow out to you. So every day, if I use Watchman Nee's words, release the Spirit in you. Just for that day. Every day, release the Spirit in you. You know how some of us, when you wake up, you stretch yourself, you know, you exercise a little bit. I exercise a little bit every day. To keep yourself healthy. If your body is not warm up, you cannot straight away do some physical activity that is heavy. You got to warm your body up first. So, in the same way, every day, some of us may have warmed your body up, but you did not warm your spirit up. So every day, firstly, be filled with the Spirit. At some time, to allow the Spirit of God to flow through your life. In whatever experience and way you do it, it's a daily process. Now remember, that is important to transformation as it accumulates. Secondly, Colossians 3 verse 16. We'll touch more on this, so I just run briefly through. Colossians 3 verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Every day, there is a new revelation in your life, just like manna. You know, God speaks to you every day. Can you say this after me? God speaks to me every day. Yes. And every day God will impart some form of revelation to you. And as you absorb what God is speaking to you for that day, it doesn't have to be a dramatic thing, you know. You don't have to hear a booming voice from God above. And lightning flashing, thunders rolling, and earth shaking. And then God revealed to you the 265 things that are going to take place next week in the whole world, from Israel to America to Australia to the North Pole. I mean, God can do that if He wants. But every day, you need to hear just that little, still small voice of God in your life that gives you your milk and nourishment. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It could be you reading your Bible and getting a scripture. It could be you doing your devotion and hearing some scriptures. But every day, you need to hear God saying something. Even if it's the most simple thing, like, I love you, my child. But in the inside, you vibrate with His voice. Every day, you got to experience a new feeling of the Spirit. Every day, you have to experience a new revelation of word that God speaks to your life. Just to you and you alone, nobody else. Last but not least, number 3, Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Every day, you have to take up your cross and deny yourself. In verse 23, He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. What's the word? Daily. You know, many times we think about taking up the cross once in our lifetime when we follow Jesus. Look at it very carefully. Every day is a new day to make choices to glorify Jesus. Every day is a new day to say no to the things of the world and yes to the things of God. Every day you got to say yes or no. Yes, no, yes, no. Especially in your personal choices. Every day you got to say, yes Lord, no devil. Yes, God. No to the world. Every day. Don't worry about next week, next month, next year. But today, Take care of your choices of today. And in closing, giving you the 3 points, in Psalms 139, God has planned, predestined your entire life. And you know how He predestined your life? He doesn't just predestine your overall what you are to become. You read Psalms 139 carefully, and we'll look more next week. Before there was any form of you, all your days have been planned and numbered. DAYS.